It's 12:47 a.m. on Wednesday, July 1st, 2015. This is the episode for Tuesday, recorded about 47 minutes too late, as I said. This is the Hidden Node, episode 100. So, in preparations for this episode, I went back and listened to the. Well, I tried to go back and listen to the first episode of the show, which the audio file is still available. The official post for it isn't. Just kind of follow the audio link you do to find these episodes, and you can go to the directory that has everything in it. But, well, I was hoping to go back and have some introspective in terms of who and what I was, and where I was, when I started doing the official audio journal part of this. Now, I have done a few versions of the Hidden Node before this official version happened. There was a few attempts here and there, a few just processes that you know, were around. And so I thought, you know, hey, let's go back, take a look to see where we were, and talk about that. I made it 3 minutes before I got angry at myself. So, okay, why did I get angry at myself? Well, here's the big thing. The Hidden Node first started out as the audio podcast in April 2012. It'd be a few months before I did the first Dog Days. It's after my first Dragon Con, but it's after a time I thought it was going to be before. You see, for some reason I thought that I had started doing this prior to finishing the novel, prior to having completed my first full-length work. And so I was thinking earlier when I was going to do this, it was going to be a mindset of, check this out, I've went from someone who didn't have something done to somebody who had something done, who had taken the time to kick butt and resolve things and blah, 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 blah. Only, by the time I'd started this, I'd already finished that draft. Do you know where that draft is right now? If you guess sitting in a digital trunk and doing nothing, you are correct. Give yourself 5 karma. And that is irritating me. Why is it irritating me? Well, because it shouldn't be. Because, to put it simply, I shouldn't be at that point. This is, as you might have guessed, a beat-up Justin episode. An episode that's a milestone in terms of this project. This marks the second. Well, okay, since I'm recording this first, this episode is the 30th episode of June. It means I have managed to record every day for the month. That is an accomplishment. I'm happy about that. However, that means when I finish it, and when I finish doing this again in July, well, recording for a month isn't impressive anymore. I've already done it this year. Recording 2 months in a row is impressive, but it's not as impressive, because I've already established I can do it for a month. Just looking at month to month, I can see that pattern. So, I need to start seeing milestones coming up from this project, coming up from what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis. And, you know, I re-listened to all of my episodes on the, right in the middle of June, July of 2013, I believe, or 2014. A few, it caught up pretty much the majority of my episodes. So much so that, yeah, I think it was 2013, because I didn't do too much in 2014. I remember talking about it in the Dog Days series. So I think it was the 2013 when I did. Also, because I'm looking at the timestamp for FileZilla for all my podcast episodes, and the majority of them are dated June 26, and I can only imagine why. So, oh, June 26, 2013. So, that means 2 years ago, I pretty much delved into the first 50 episodes of the show, as well as all the Dog Days episodes that come out in 2012, and preparations for 2013's Dog Days. So, I know what those episodes sound like. I know what I've done in the past. And I know that in the end, what I'm doing right now is a continuation of that cycle of I'm going to slam something down, have a high volume of creativity, and then things will putter and sputter and putter and sputter and fade away. And that's not cool. That's not good. I need to be a ever-burning machine. Now, I don't need to burn, bright like a star every time I get up and, go forth and, spew forth creativity. That's not gonna happen. That's not how my mind works. But I can't do this hot, cold cycle. I can do a hot, warm, hot, warm, hot, warm cycle. That would be acceptable. But this running cold, running cold, running hot thing, it's not working. It's not developing anything. It's spinning my wheels in a way that's just getting me nowhere. It's killing my desire to create, because I notice year after year I tackle less. Now, yes, right now I do have a couple irons in the fire. But as I've said before, I'm a little behind, a lot behind in certain projects. I didn't complete some things I committed to until today. And frankly, that's just not acceptable. So I want the next 100 episodes of the Hidden Node to be awesome, to be full of milestones, to be full of cool, groovy things I've done that you guys will like, but more importantly, that I will love. Because that's where I need to be, that's where I want to be. And whether or not I succeed in the, making it, money off of creativity or not, that doesn't matter as much as putting forth and working on my creativity at all. And if I want it, I'll do it. If I don't really want it, then I'll just keep doing this and pretend to want it. But if I really want it, I'll do it. So, alright. Tomorrow's a new leaf. Beginning of July. We will try new stuff. We will break new things. We will attempt to destroy the stagnant pattern we currently have, and we will rock on in the future. All right. All right. I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.